I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
But then I was just thinking about some of the players that we spent a lot of time talking about. Kingsley Suamataia, Felix Anyudike Uzama, some of the even veteran players, as I think that this comes into it. And I was asking myself the obvious question, which is, which player this year is it most important for season-wise as their future looks in Kansas City? So your obvious point is to go to some of the players I just mentioned. Some of the young guys who are like, hey, what's your future look like? We would have said Clyde Edwards-Helaire going into 2 years ago, probably. Felix and Kingsley make a lot of sense this year. I think Hollywood, maybe if you thought that there was going to be a long-term answer for him, but even that doesn't fully make sense, or a Minshew in some of this. So I want your answer, 913-586-7965, because I do think that there are a lot of interesting players this year. And honestly, Kingsley, for me, would be top of the book because he either has a home or is off this team.
Right.
He's either the starting left guard for this team or he is an unimportant player who will never play regular starting minutes for this team, barring some major injury, and likely will not be on this team in the long haul. From a veteran perspective, I think I can make an argument for George Karlaftis because I think they're going to make him prove it one more time to give him the big dough gold. So like if he's going to be a long-term player here in Kansas City, I kind of feel like he's got to earn it. But from the young player perspective, Kingsley feels like he's either playing for a job or he doesn't have a job at all.
Yeah, he's at the top of the list because his entire future, whether he's going to be a career backup, whether he's going to be in the league for a long time or not, is likely dependent on this year. I mean, that's how massive it is. If he ends up starting at left guard immediately and he's good, well, then, okay, he has a chance to be a guard in this league for a very long time. And, you know, the first round or the second round pick starting at left tackle for a couple games last year and how that was a failure, that kind of stuff gets further and further away down the road. And if he's a guard in this league for 8 years or something like that, then that won't be as problematic, obviously. So he's at the top of the list. I'll give you another name that might surprise you, though, because I thought about this a little bit differently. And it's not that this player hasn't had good seasons yet, but given off-the-field situations and then an injury that kept him out for much of last season, I'm talking about his own future in Kansas City. I'm talking about the big payday that could happen if everything goes well. Rashee Rice.
Okay.
Rashee Rice, to me, this is a big year for him. Not that I've never seen him have a good year in the league, and he was pacing for a huge year last year, the first 3 weeks in. But I would say it's Rashee Rice. You know, is he going to get suspended or not? We'll play some role in this. So can he have no off-the-field issues? Can he stay healthy? Can he take over the number one wide receiver role like he was already going to do last year? Can he have that 1,200-plus yard season? If he does, that puts him in position to have a big payday in a couple of years. If he doesn't because he's suspended, he gets hurt or something like that, then I think we have a different conversation about what his long-term future is in Kansas City. So I would say this is a huge year for him. We're not wanting to see if the ability is there. It's more just, can he replicate it? Can he stay healthy?
The only way to get paid is
squeaky clean.
Yeah, that's it. The only way to get paid is squeaky clean off the field and start having that big statistical year so it's worth giving you the money in the long haul. The 816 said Jaden Hicks replacing Justin Reed. Feels like, is he going to be the eventual star? He's only in year two.
Well, that's
so it doesn't feel like it's a big question for the team, but it doesn't feel like a big swing year for him. I saw over on YouTube, somebody mentioned Pacheco. Same problem is like, even if he had 1,000, 1,200 all-purpose yards, does that really change his future in Kansas City? Like, I do think that it comes down to, like, are you risking losing your job or your long-term future in Kansas City is in jeopardy if you don't start putting it together?
Yeah, for the sake of this convo, of course, as we get through the offseason and up at training camp, the biggest question marks is a different convo versus we're just talking about from an individual player perspective. Yeah, their future earnings, basically their future contract, their future on this team, their future in the league. How big is it? Yeah, every player needs to have a good year if they want to get paid. But there's certain players, I think it's very obvious that their time in Kansas City can be altered directly based off of what they do this year.
I think there's one that I don't know if you guys agree with this. He's going into his fourth year.
Okay.
Leo Chenault. Not necessarily from a
paid
perspective.
If it just is like mediocre, he's probably no longer a Chief anymore.
Yeah, I think because linebackers, they paid Nick Bolton. Mm-hmm. Drew Tranquil's been really good for them. Does Leo Chenal take another step where he made some big plays last year in individual moments, but is there any sort of a bigger step forward where Chiefs fans say we can't lose that guy? Like, I think we need Leo on the roster. He's getting into that fourth year of the contract. I don't remember if that's, I think this is his last year, I would assume. Fourth year, he's a third round pick. I'm not sure exactly what the contract situation is regarding him, just his future in KC. Because, I mean, if he has an okay season last year, to give you some numbers, he had 60 tackles, which is less than 2022. He had less sacks than 2023. Maybe if he just puts similar numbers as last year, they think, hey, you know what? We can go and get a linebacker in the second or third round, and he can
replace. Exactly, though. But that's Leo. I guess, why I didn't think of him is he's a very nice player. He came up with some big-time plays. He's great on special teams, super athletic. I don't think he's ever going to be a guy in this league that gets a huge 4-year deal worth, $50 million or something. Like, I don't believe that's not even a shot at him. I just don't think I don't think that's his trajectory. He's going to be in the league for a very long time. He could be a 10-year pro. I don't think there's it sounds terrible when I'm like, I don't think there's another level to his game. I mean, I don't think he's ever going to be like the star linebacker. He's going to be one of those, it sounds terrible, but role type of players that
contributing
is
linebacker. Yeah. Nice player. Lots of teams like having him. Yeah. Never the star. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's out of the question, but if Drew's saying he's got another level to his future, game, then
in terms
it
of the future
big.
For the Chiefs, because I mean, if we're talking about big paydays, then Trent McDuffie's got a really big season ahead of him too.
Nah, but he's getting paid no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, that's
so for me, I actually don't think I just think he's getting paid no matter what. Like, I don't think it actually matters. And to complicate what Gold's saying about Rashee Rice is, he's going to have to do all the things Gold's saying to, prove his worth to the organization, but he's going to have to do it while likely on some sort of, we think, suspension for some amount of games. So next year, we might be having the same conversation about Rashee Rice, where he hasn't been paid yet. They didn't give him the contract in the offseason. He's in his last full year of a deal, and they could still franchise tag him, but he once again has to reprove his purpose to the team and all this. Look, the young players are Kingsley and Felix. Because if they don't do something this year, they're not going to be on the team in a year after that. Like, Felix, his best chance is to become a role player, and he just gets Mike Dana's contract, and he gets another contract with Kansas City, but really just to, be on the defensive line, not be a regular part of the defensive line. And Kingsley, again, this is his last chance to start for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's not going to get another opportunity or a better opportunity than the one at left guard he's going to get this offseason. Chenal could get the Willie Gay type deal. He could get, he could get one of those smaller type deals like the text line is saying, but it just kind of depends on, I just feel like you kind of know about Willie or Leo Chenal. Is that I just feel like I kind of know what kind of player he is, what he adds. I know his value. The Chiefs know his value, but that value is not going to be huge dollars in free agency.
I mean, aren't we there though with Felix too, where he's not going to get paid huge dollars?
Some people want to see year three, he's still an incredibly young player.
Maybe
there's still a boom year somewhere.
Let's say he gets 5 sacks. He's not getting paid big money.
No, but if he had seven or eight.
I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if he had 5 this year and 5 next year, you'd be surprised by the deal he would get from somebody.
He's not getting Turk Ward money if he gets 5 sacks.
Isn't that the number of sacks Turk Ward gets? Turk's a D tackle.
Felix is supposed to get
defensive, listed as a defensive end, actually.
He plays both, but yeah.
Because Felix is supposed to be getting seven, eight, nine.
I'm not telling you that I think Felix.
Well, he's never getting that, I don't think.
By no means am I telling you that Felix is going to have 2 straight years of 5 sack seasons. That's not what I'm predicting. But my point is,
Turk Warren
had 13.5 his entire career, had 6.5 last year, and he's 26.
And got $54 million.
If Felix, out of nowhere, and truly out of nowhere, had 5 sacks 2 years in a row, somebody's paying him. Somebody's absolutely paying him.
Ogba money or something. I don't know. He's not going to get...
I don't think that's going to happen the way things are trending right now, but yeah.
But that's why it's a huge swing year. Yeah. When we're mentioning players for their future as... And I say this as a Chief sometimes, because their best chance to stay a Chief is to perform now, not come back around, because the truth is, if Felix did have back-to-back 5 sack seasons, that might be the kind of player you let walk, Gold. But maybe there's a temptation because you have a first-round pick invested in him. Maybe you are the team who's willing to pay him to go with it. And look, I don't think a 5 sack season is going to be pick up the fifth-year option kind of money.
No.
But it's another thing that enters the conversation.
If you're a free agent, and in this case you'd be under 26 or 25 in 2 years, and you had 10 sacks in the last two seasons. Somebody's going to pay you. I mean,
pretty good money, honestly.
It's not necessarily for their future as a Chief, but does Charles Minnie, who kind of fit in that same category, where
for sure.
just in general sure. to get paid, because
absolutely.
He's gotten one-year deals the last 2 years
yeah.
just to get a multi-year deal.
No doubt. Yeah, he clearly thought he should have got more money on the open market. He didn't. He came back here. Can he have a full season? He has yet to have a full season in a Chiefs uniform. One was his own doing. The other was an unfortunate injury. So if he can get through 18 games, you know, here 17 games, 18 weeks, he has been able to show that when he's on the field, he's pretty damn dominant. And if he could have a full healthy season and have that, let's call it 9.5 to 11 yeah. sacks or something like that. Yeah, then he's got a chance. Then he's got a real chance to get a nice payday next season.
I think Karlaftis, it is a huge payday year. He goes back out and puts double digits on the board again. He does another 10 sack season. Price tag up on Karlaftis.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.